The Amish are not known for embracing modern life, quite the opposite. But when it comes to solar power, the Amish are turning out to be early technology adopters. Fred Kite of member station WOUB in Athens, Ohio, reports.
This is Holmes County, an area in northeast Ohio that's home of the largest settlement of Amish in the world. Like their fellow Amish in other parts of the country, these Amish prefer the horse and buggy for getting around and use horses to pull their plows to work the fields. But increasingly, there's evidence of 21st century power here. Solar panels appear on rooftops everywhere you look. Eli Miller is Amish and sells solar equipment to his neighbors. He says about 80% of the Amish around here now use solar.
Well, for instance, it used to be like the wind would pump the water for the farmhouses years and years ago through the windmills, and now, of course, it's a different way of getting power from the sun, I guess, if you want to interpret it like that.
Jonathan Miller, no relation, is also Amish. He and his father own a furniture store in the town of Berlin that does a healthy solar sideline business.
It's pretty aggressive right now. It's, as far as in the last 5 years, it's really been picking up among the Amish. You know, they're learning what all they can do with it.
Miller says solar's popularity here has spread largely by word of mouth, and convenience is a key factor. With a single 2 feet by 4 feet solar panel and an investment of less than $1,000, there's enough energy to operate several lights, around 146 kilowatt hours a year. Dairy farmer Owen Nisley belongs to the Old Order denomination and embraces the slow-paced Amish life, but he's enthusiastic about solar.
What I really like is the renewable energy part. I'm out here doing my work and the sun's shining and I'm aware that the juice is going into my batteries. Tonight I'll have it for my lighting at no cost other than, of course, the initial setup.
Another big bonus, having solar for lights greatly improves home safety.
This area, we have accepted that policy to use batteries and lights. There was some issues with older people lighting the gas lights and having fires.
The Amish refuse to hook up to the power grid that serves other residents in this area who could never get by on a measly 146 kilowatt hours annually. With washing machines, televisions, microwaves, and all the other appliances Amish shun, modern households need something like 100 times that amount of power. To keep those appliances and enjoy the energy freedom many Amish now have, the typical homeowner would have to invest $20,000 in solar to live off the grid. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.